Here's what's trending in education news.
Donald Trump making education great again. What? Okay, listen, bear with me. But back in January, The Guardian posted an article with Amanda Palmer. Now, who the hell is Amanda Palmer, you're asking? Well, how about the Dresden Doll, solo artist, cult cabaret icon, or just plain old cool punk rock chick? Well, according to Amanda, there just might be a silver lining in the Trump presidency. How? Well, because of his rather conservative, somewhat fascist persona and his vow to defund the arts in general, Amanda thinks Trump might inspire a whole movement of political art that will, quote, make punk rock great again. This made me think of another punk rock icon who's been interviewed on this show twice. Martin Atkins, Public Image Limited, Pigface, short stint in Nine Inch Nails. Martin has been pushing the idea around that education is the next punk rock. What he meant was great education was nonconformist, rebellious, even emancipatory. You know, freedom. So take one part Amanda Palmer and another part Martin Atkins, and what do you get? How about Donald Trump just might make education great again? How? By inspiring that deep inner yearning to learn and that even deeper yearning to be free. Therefore, what could be more freeing than an education bubbling over with punk rock resistance as its main goal? You know, that makes me think. I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say about President Trump making punk rock and education great again.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
Now, she might be onto something. I think she's saying, you know, maybe it's going to lead to more protest art and more creative art. And, you know, that's a positive way to look at it. I mean, I hope so, because we have to find ways to energize and create ourselves in response to the world that we're living in now. And I think doing it through art is one of the best, maybe the best avenue. You know, I was thinking about this because I think that art actually changes consciousness. And actually, in my own personal life, that was the case. Before I was a political person, I grew up in a suburban middle-class town, and I wasn't exposed to politics, and I was slow to bloom in this way. But I was thinking back today of how did I become a political person. And my first opening, my first awakening came through theater, a theater production I saw that was really around issues of gender equality, and somehow it just lit a light bulb in my head. If you've gone through the process of what I call a brain lift, was what happened to me, you know that it's gradual, but also there can be just moments of insight where you understand something for the first time, and you begin to see things differently, mm-hmm. and your mind literally wakes up. And I think that can happen often through art. If you think of lyrics of songs of people like Bob Dylan or mm-hmm. Eddie Vedder these days, a song, anti-war song, and like No More, or, you know, Bob Dylan's Masters of War. I mean, these kinds of lyrics wake us up, and there's a potential that we're going to see artists, I hope we do, come forth with more specific lyrics around social justice and resistance to the, I don't still say his name, I'm sorry, but you know who I mean, the redheaded guy. I think it's very possible we'll see, you know, a new generation of protest art coming out of this period that we're entering. I think I said this before, but I know this so well because I'm an early childhood person, and I've never seen a child who doesn't create. Children naturally, they love to role play and to draw and to paint and to build in creative ways. They do this naturally. They all play. Play is the most creative activity, which I think really scares people, mm-hmm. adults who want to control kids, because it's the ultimate uncontrollable activity where children are inventing and creating and achieving amazing things through play. But I think it makes a lot of adults nervous. That's why they try to get it out of classrooms, because they can't control it. But every child has, you know, an artist in there that you see expressing itself when they're 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 years old. Then it starts getting drummed out of them, now sometimes even when they're 4, getting drummed out of them by school, unfortunately, and other factors in our society, I think, like commercialism and consumerism, that also affect creativity. I don't know if you're aware of the Torrance Test of Creative Thinking, but it's the only, I don't know if I've mentioned this to you before, but it's the only test we have for creativity that's longitudinal. And it does show, unfortunately, a decline in creativity in children, especially young children.
So Donald Trump may be the key to increasing creativity in kids because, as you just said, it's early childhood, play, and punk rock all go together.
All go together. And it's absolutely right. And because we don't have any idea what's going to happen, we can certainly put some of our thinking and energy towards enlivening the arts in this period of time, because the arts are what are going to keep us alive.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.